T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now stay with the fan for this special program.
Hey, baseball fans. The game is over. Welcome to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 17 years. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim?
We'll hear the highlights.
And that one's hit high and deep to right. Suzuki back. Grown man home run by Rowdy Tellez. And the Brewers have the lead.
We'll hear from the manager and the players. We'll discuss the topics from the fans to the front office.
I like Tim's perspective.
History is made each and every year. And we're talking about it. 17 years of coverage after each game. Here's your host, Tim Allen.
It is a final, and the result is not good. The Brewers fall to the Braves here in Game 2, 3-2 the final. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. There's Tim Shea. My name is Tim Allen. Live here in, as always, the Lakeland University Studios, the leader in online education. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. We're going to talk about this game, and we're going to talk about the series thus far. Game apiece, yes, and a big game tomorrow. I mean, clearly the biggest game of the year tomorrow, for sure. You have a chance to take the series, and that's what you did with last night's victory. You gave yourself an opportunity to win tonight or to win tomorrow and take the series. Well, now Atlanta's in the same situation. And they can take the series and say, yeah, good try, Brewers. How do you think they looked against the world champs? How do you think from the cursory look, the cursory glance, the big picture maybe? Maybe you can delve in a little more detailed. How do you think they looked against this World Series champion Atlanta Braves team? 414-799-1250. This was an intense game again. I will give you that. And I think Atlanta knew it, and certainly the Brewers knew it. So the intensity level, playoff-type feel, was there tonight. Again tonight. However, they lose 3-2. Could they have won this game? Max Fried was outstanding. There's no question about that. Corbin Burns, what's going on? Can you give me some run support, fellas? Come on, where's the bell ringing when I'm on the mound? I mean, here's a guy that goes six innings, allows one earned run, and last week goes seven innings of two-run ball and has two losses, saddled with two losses in his last two starts. They just don't score. They had broken a string with Hunter's home run tonight, broken a string of 18 scoreless behind Burns. In a spanning three starts. 18 scoreless innings. He got to start scoring for Corbin Burns. Now, I will say this also, that he has lined up against some heavy-duty hitters, too, Corbin has, in terms of pitching. And the other team knows as well, when you're going up against Corbin Burns, you're laser-focused on not allowing much of anything. So I guess there is a little step up in that regard. But how do you think they looked head-to-head against these guys? Can I give you my opinion? I think that's what I'm paid to do. I'm paid to give you I'm paid to give you my opinion, and I'm here to accept your opinion also. Those of you that watch this pretty intense, two heavy hitters going at it, did we expect an 8-6 game? Come on. We didn't expect that, right? We
nope.
knew that this game was going to be like this. 2-1, 3-1, 3-2, 2-zip, 2-1, all those things.
You said it
That's
yesterday.
That's exactly.
Pitcher's
yeah.
duel. It's going to be a pitcher's
duel. It was going
duel,
to be.
And it was.
Yeah, it was. And so, you know, you had some opportunities there. You had some. Now, here's where I'm going to give you my opinion. I don't think they looked that good. I don't think they looked good. On the surface, they didn't look as good as the Braves have looked in these two games. Defensively, I don't know what's going on with this baseball team down in Atlanta. They had three errors yesterday, quite concerning. You got away with it yesterday. Today you had four errors, but it only counted as two errors for whatever reason. Some hometown scorer wanted to give a couple of extra hits for the Atlanta Braves. Rowdy Tellez, you got to make that play, dude. This is the big leagues, dude. You got to make a play. You got to make that play. Same with Colton Wong. He had an error in the game officially, and then another play that should have been an error where I don't know what he was thinking. He just let a ball eat him up, basically. He handcuffed himself on the play. And then you had Lorenzo Cain. Well, it led directly to a run. I mean, that play was as egregious as it's going to be. That's where I'm, you know, situational hitting is situational hitting. They were an eyelash away from the lead on Yelich's flare. Hey, Demerit makes a great diving play, makes a great diving catch, fine. You know, whatever. That's just bad luck. Earlier that inning, a diving play by Swanson to take a hit away from Caratini. See the difference? You now are getting the point here. How do you think, am I off base here on this at all? I don't think they looked all that great through
no.
the two games.
They're sloppy. They're just sloppy.
It is,
and it's
it
not
is
like
kind of
them.
Sloppy.
It's not like them either.
No, and I don't know if it was, you know, just the World Series champions or, you know, being in a hostile environment. You know, I don't know what it might be. And, you know, there were some plays here that were tough luck against the Crew, and I'll give them that. So we'd be whistling a different tune here if things go a little bit better, if Atlanta doesn't play as sharp a defense. So we might be talking about a little something different, but just because you won yesterday didn't mean you looked good doing it. It's nice to win when you're not playing great baseball. That's always a good sign. I agree. I'm just measuring a side-by-side comparison here. 414-799-1250. Brewers fall in game two of this three-game set to Atlanta. 3-2 the final. And, you know, an attack on run late proved costly. The errors proved costly in this. And good defense against you. Hey, that, you know, maybe tip your cap. Acuña, I'm not sure I'd even pitch to him much this year or the rest of this series. I mean, that guy's dialed in and ready to go. He's one of the best. But yet Corbin Burnes, you know, you want that matchup. That was a great matchup a couple of times they faced each other. Burnes got him once. Acuña got him the other time. And this just so I'm giving you my opinion. When Acuña hits a home run, I don't want to hear announcers say what a good pitch it was, because that slider was up too much to Acuña from Burnes. I'm sorry. You tried. It's a good try to say, well, it wasn't. I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to tell you who said this. But, well, that, you know, wasn't all that bad of a pitch. Okay, credit Acuña for going out and getting. And then he's praising Acuña, praising. And then he says, at the end of his little diatribe, he says, well, I'm sure Burnes wanted that ball down a little bit more. So was it a good pitch or not? No, it's okay to say it's a bad pitch. Or it's okay to say, hey, he made a mistake. And okay, you can't make a mistake against that dude. Because that dude's one of the best players in the game right now. And will be for the ensuing handful of years at the very least. But the Brewers fall tonight 3-2 the final. They do get their couple of runs, one late. They had a chance. And what did you think of the, I don't know if that was a hit and run or Tyrone Taylor was going on his own. Rowdy Tellez swinging on his own? Strike him out, throw him out to end the ball game. That's a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, the pitch was outside, so he would have had to really stretch to get that one.
I'm not sure if it was a hit and run or not. I'm trying to figure that out. I would have went with the steal with two outs, not with the one.
Well, I asked you off air. I said, "Do you run here?" And you said, "No,
nope. No.
Wait until two outs.
Wait until two outs. You got some good wheels at first, and that's when you take that chance to try and slap a base hit and get the game tied." But that's where they're at here. Now the series tied 1-1. And how about the Bucks? 103-101.
Whew.
Can I gripe about that game, too?
Where do you want to start?
No doubt. I mean, you get good news and bad news today in Milwaukee. Bucks do take game three, and Brewers fall in game two here tonight. But, man, how about we get into that conversation, too? If you want to talk about the Bucks.
Yeah.
That's cool, too, because I'm interested in finding out at 799-1250 what you thought of the referees, number one, in the Bucks game, and number two, the announcers. And normally I'm not one to get into the announcers too much. I'm kidding. but, man, talk about an East Coast perspective. Talk about a Boston's perspective on that game.
Do you expect anything else out of them?
Did you guys, Timmy, did you notice that, too?
Yep, 100%.
I mean, it was always from the perspective of Boston. And it's like, yes, they're calling a game, and they are spelling out situations, but it was always from the perspective of the Celtics. And it was, well, here's a line. They said it several times. Well, there's still plenty of time left. Okay, that's the perspective of the losing team. But they kept saying it. How about the foul trouble with the referees? How about the free throws?
Mm.
The disparity in free throws down the stretch.
17 minutes left in the game. Boston 17 free throws. The Bucks 0.
So no free throws in the last 17 minutes of that game. That's crazy. I mean, that's just in a weird way, it's what we love about sports.
And kudos to the people of Milwaukee, by the way. The Deer District today.
Rocking.
Weather changes, look what happens. Yeah. Maybe 10,000 people out there.
Wow.
It
nice.
Was okay. Unbelievable. The pictures.
That is so cool. Brewers yep. fall today 3-2 in game two of this three-game set. Bucks win in game three of their best of seven Eastern Conference semis. And we've got a lot to unpack here. I want to hear from Craig Counsell. Was that a hit and run at the end of the game? Tough luck pitcher Corbin Burnes once again. Brewers offense, hey, going up against Fried, we knew that this was going to be this game. We just more times than not, it's going to be a 3-2, 2-1, 2-zip, 1-zip sort of affair. And it certainly was, as advertised. Both these guys pitched very, very well. Burnes, you know, what are you going to do? What can you do? I mean, it's just one of those things that, but again, the final thing before the break here. Andrew McCutchen is a guy, you know, added to the COVID list. They bring up Brasso. And by the way, if I had my choice, it would have been Keston Hira. But, okay, they went with Brasso to recall him. Andrew McCutchen's a guy in this game that could have made the difference. It's that simple. He's a guy that really hits well against lefties. One AB would have changed possibly the complexion of this game. So that was a tough hit. That was just some luck not going the Brewers' way here in this series. Despite that, they are 1-1 in the series. They've got a big game tomorrow, that's for sure. As you're listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Post Game Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. 3-2, Brewers fall in game two. How do you think they stacked up, measured up, and the comparison between the world champs and the Brewers? Just at a glance, if you will. We'll talk about that after the break here. 1250 AM, The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. What play got you the most excited from today's game? Did it get you up off the couch? It's time for the Call of the Game, presented by the 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network, now featuring home grill kits to go. Visit them at 5oclocksteakhouse.com.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out here after this Brewers Game 2 loss, 3-2 the final, whether or not I should be angry or not. I don't think I'm at that point. I'm a little disappointed with the a little sloppy play and just a little looseness defensively. Maybe some intensity levels may have gotten to this team defensively. I mean, you had plays in this loss that, hey, you really got to scratch your head. Three errors yesterday. Hey, should have been four today. I mean, let's face it. We're getting a little soft on the official scoring. These are the big leagues here. When a ball is hit at you, and essentially at you, because it's hit a little on the hard side, I think we're getting soft on the scoring. They just, you got to make that play. Rowdy, Colton Wong earlier in the game should have made that play later on, had an error. Lorenzo Cain, fairly rare on the error side of things, but you've got a couple of gold glovers here with huge errors in this game. 799-1250, how do you think the Brewers look stacked up head-to-head against the world champion Atlanta Braves? We'll take your calls in just a second here, so sit tight. We'll get to you guys. Also, if you want to make mention of the Bucks win today, that's huge. All the talk for days about how Boston's defense is going to take. They're the brick wall against Giannis. They've got the Giannis thing figured out. Well, so much for that. 42 poured in by Giannis and just the man. On the Brewers side of things, Burns deserved a better fate. He goes the six innings and allows just two runs, one earned because of the sloppy play. And Luis Perdomo allows a run late. That run was big. I mean, you talk about the unearned run. Yes, that was big. But that tack-on run, that insurance run, bottom of the eighth inning with two outs, he got beat on two strike hits. A couple of two strike hits in that bottom of the eighth inning. Just not enough. And I really do like Luis Perdomo. He was just called up. And I wonder about that move too, guys. I just wonder about that, whether that was the appropriate move in a 2-1 game against the world champs on the road. You're one swing away from tying the baseball game. You've been hitting a ton of home runs on top of that. So you know your odds are increased when you're on a roll of the long ball. Does Nashville match the intensity of, at their park, the world champions in a one-run game? We know that Craig Counsell manages a bullpen differently when the Brewers are trailing, even if it's one run. I never did like that. I think you're close enough to where you take it as if you're going to take the lead, as if you're going to get that one swing. But not so tonight. And again, make no mistake, I do like Luis Perdomo. 414-799-1250. I think errors cost them the win tonight if I had to peg it down. Is it situational hitting? It's going up against Max Fried. Guys, Kenley Jansen, they got to him late. I don't like the call late. So you have some blips on the radar here. See, now I'm getting myself worked up here. You have some blips on the radar in this game that it was a lot closer than we think. It seemed like they were dead in the water, but not really. This was a pretty intense game, hanging on every pitch game. I'm surprised I'm not even more angry than I am right now. I got to be honest. The call of the game, and then we'll get to you guys. 799-1250, Bucks or Brewers, if you want to mention either one of them. The call of the game was late in the game, and you had to get on the board. I mean, you're down 2-0. Things are getting late, but Hunter Renfro changed that in the seventh.
2-1 and a fly ball crushed out towards right center. Back at the track, and it is gone. Hunter Renfro, home run number 6, and the Brewers are within a run.
That on Bally Sports Wisconsin, that sixth inning, I should say, it changed everything right there, but maybe not for Craig Counsell. Once you're down, again, he's going to go with the guys that, I don't know. Isn't it close enough to go with your guns? But maybe not. I guess maybe not. Now, the real close play, Yelich's flare would have given the Brewers a lead there at 2-1. And if you wanted to, that was top sixth. If you wanted to at that point, think about this, how close they were. If that ball falls in there for a two-run base hit by Yelich, and credit to Merritt for a nice catch, certainly. That falls in there for a 2-1 lead. If Counsell wanted to, it might have been Gott, Box, Williams, Hader, series. So it was that close. This game was that close. They end up falling. And that play of the game on Bally Sports Wisconsin, Hunter Renfro, a home run in the sixth inning. Brought to you by 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network. Visit them and make online reservations at 5oclocksteakhouse.com. 414-799-1250. Tim, where are we going to go here? I'm sorry.
We are going to go to Matt.
Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on the fan. Good evening, Matt.
Hey, Tim. Normally, I'm the guy that panics, and tonight you're panicking, so I'm going to be your therapist.
I don't know about a panicking, but you can't tell me they look good.
Well, no, normally I'm the guy that calls in and panics, like bring up so-and-so from the minors and whatever. I agree with you. In these games, I think Counsell needs to manage like it is the playoffs and do the things that he should do to win the game. Against teams like this, I think you're right. But we're good, Tim. We're good. We're fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're 19-9 with this loss.
Yeah. Like Aaron Rodgers says, relax. Just for your own sanity, Tim. Relax. We'll be good. Should we win? I think so. But this is the same old from the Brewers. It was Woodruff last year as their number one. No run support. Like, it's a skipping record. I don't understand what happens. And I do put that on council as the manager. Like, those games when your number one's going, you got to treat those like playoff games, because I fully believe every single game counts. You come to October, and you're going to look back on this game. If you missed out on number one seed, number two seed, every game counts in Major League Baseball. It's a long season, so you're right on that aspect, but for your own sanity, relax.
Yeah, I know. It's very difficult for me to do that at times.
It's frustrating.
Yeah, of course. That's what makes it fun. I mean, it really does. All right, Matt. Thanks for the call. 799-1250. He's right. The relaxed thing, I can't just flip that on and off like a light switch. No can do, as Hall and Oates once said. Just not happening. But I'm surprised I am not a little more perturbed by this, to be honest, because I was hanging on every pitch. This is one of those games, one of those series. And tomorrow you've got Ashby, you've got Charlie Morton, you've got another let's go, man, let's go type of game. And maybe the Brewers just dialing in a little bit. I just did not like the way it looked on the surface. You don't look like a good, crisp, articulate, well-played, precision-based baseball team. You didn't look like that in this series. Sorry, guys, you didn't. You can't be happy about that. The only thing you can be happy about is, as I stated, you're in this series one game apiece. You just haven't looked good doing it. They've looked a lot better. They have. And anyone watching these games, you guys know full well, they just look better. So that might be the good news out of this, is that they haven't looked good, yet they're 1-1. Let's go with that. I think we should go with that. Let's get into our game recap. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell coming up in just a little while. Prior to the game, the Brewers did make a roster move. Andrew McCutchen was added to the COVID list, and Luis Perdomo was called up from Triple A Nashville. And just so you know, Perdomo was a Brewer property many years ago, lost in the Rule 5 draft, but the 29-year-old is a right-hander. Let's see here. In his big league career, 20-31 with a 5.19 earned run average, a whip of 1.5 career-wise in 132 appearances, 61 of those starts. That was with the Padres spanning back to 2016. His best season, 2017, where he was 8-11 with a 4.67 ERA in 29 starts. Now this year at AAA Nashville, 9 appearances, 2 starts, 2.25 ERA with a couple of saves and 13 strikeouts and 12 innings pitched. So he's been on a roll, but was it the right call? Down 2-1 and you wanted him to soak up a couple of innings there? I don't know. I've always disagreed with Counsell to a degree on the way he handles. Now, a 2-run deficit, I would be more apt to go with that, but 1 run is just one swing. And I think Counsell should look at that more like either a tie game or you're right there to win it. I don't know. It's just me, though. That's a philosophical thing. But as I said, the Andrew McCutchen COVID list brought up Mike Brasso as well. And yikes. I'm not in agreement with that either. Are you, Tim?
No.
You,
no.
Yeah.
Hira. I agree with you. Hira would have been a better call, I think.
Just bring him right back. Maybe he comes up with one big swing for you. You never know.
Do
but Brasso has the versatility.
Carry extra players with him? Like they did a couple of years ago?
I don't believe there's a taxi squad this year. I don't think so. If the COVID thing, we're bouncing around the league, seeing a lot more people, I guess, lately on the COVID list. Maybe they'll incorporate that if it gets worse. But as of right now, not to my knowledge. I don't think they do. All right, first inning in this one, Brewers go in order. Urias goes strikeout to lead off the game. But well-struck balls by Adames out to right center. Christian Yelich with a pretty well-struck ball on a ground out to third. Corbin's half of that first in the bottom, a leadoff long base hit by Acuna. He's in motion during the Olsen at-bat, moves over on a fielder's choice, and a couple of more ground balls gets Burns out of that frame, one to Willie, one to Luis, who, by the way, almost threw that away, just saying. Leadoff walk by Hunter Renfro in the second, strikeouts then to Taylor and Tellez. Renfro is caught stealing during the Kane at-bat. So Brewers trying, and they're staying aggressive. Two caught stealing tonight in the ball game. I think I noticed a pattern here between Acuña and Matt Olson off Corbin Burns, and we'll see next week if these two guys, if this team faces Burns. But I noticed that when Burns went to his change or his curve, Acuña and Matt Olson, especially these two guys, they were just spitting on him. They were looking slider cutter. Now, if the cutter is on, we all know what happens. But when you look for it, it doesn't make it as good of a pitch. So I firmly believe that both Acuña and Matt Olson were looking for two pitches. And that's probably the way to go against Burns. Burns just couldn't land that change. The curveball was a little on the erratic side, but geez, you know, six innings of one run ball. I mean, you shouldn't want anything more. But I think philosophically, that's what these two guys did. But Burns, in the second inning, went out double to Travis d'Arnaud, maneuvers around that, scoreless into the third inning. Neither team scores in that third inning. Wong had a two-out base hit. Olson had a two-out walk in their half of the third. Into the fourth, are you surprised? Scoreless, Fried and Burns. One-out base hit given up by Burns, and that's the play that Wong should have made the play on. I mean, he's in the shift. That's what he's there for. I won't ever say that a big leaguer is afraid of the baseball. It was hit pretty good. But I think that was a self-induced sort of mishap by Wong. He's got to make that play. He's a gold glover.
Usually he does.
Two-time gold glover. And we said this in the first, 8 days of the season. What's going on with his defense this year? This isn't just an isolated incident for Wong. Straighten up, man. If Budenholzer can get on Holiday for his defense, I think Council should get on Wong. Because I'm telling you, it's just not been a two-time gold glover out there at second base this year. So hopefully that will improve. Into the fifth inning, this game was scoreless. Fried cruising in the top half, and they get to Burns in the bottom half. Well, Acuña does on a two-strike pitch. It was a 1-2 count, left a slider up a little bit. It was outside a little bit, but he left it up. Wong also had an error later on in that inning. No further damage. Burns was around that 80-pitch mark through the five inning. One zip Braves into the sixth inning. Fried in trouble with two outs. Base hit by Urias, then a double from Willie Adames. That brought up Christian Yelich. Two on, two out against the lefty Fried. Get the ball and play. Get the cheese. He did. And it almost played to two runs, but almost not good enough. Demerit, the left fielder, made a great play. I mean, it just was. And you're just shaking your head. That's that play right there I can accept because that's baseball. And you're going to make those plays, and other teams are going to make those plays on you. It sucks. And the Brewers would have had the lead right there. And as I stated before, that was the top of the sixth inning. If you chose to do so, you could have gone to Trevor Gott to fill the sixth, Boxberger seventh, Williams in the eighth, and Hader in the ninth. If you wanted to do that, if that ball falls in there. So credit the other guys for making that play. There's nothing you could do. Go figure. The diving play saving two runs, and it's one zip into the bottom of the sixth inning. Insult to injury. The Brewers look bad in their half of the sixth, bottom half of the sixth. Base hit by Ozuna on a 3-2 count, and I thought Burnsy should have got a little more aggressive on the 3-1. I think he was kind of expecting Ozuna to chase a little bit. Didn't chase. It goes to 3-2. He's got to feed him. Base hit. Okay, keep it at a base hit. Lorenzo Cain kicks it. Two-base error. Goes as a base hit. Two-base error. And there he sits at third base. Tellez should have made a play. That should have been an error. We're in the big leagues here, big boy. You got to make that play. But he didn't, and that scores a run to make it 2-0. Corbin Burnes minimizes it right there. Caught stealing in the inning of Albiz. 2-0, hard luck for Burnes into the seventh. He finishes the night with those six innings, allows six hits, two runs, just one earned, one walk, and seven strikeouts. ERA just balloons up to 187? That's what it was. Brewers, top of the seventh inning, they cut that 2-0 deficit in half off the bat of Hunter Renfroe.
2-1 and a fly ball crushed out towards right center. Back at the track, and it is gone. Hunter Renfroe, home run number 6, and the Brewers are within a run.
There you go, right there. You heard it on Bally Sports Wisconsin. 2-1 right there. That unearned run proving really, really big. The catch proving really, really big, too. Luis Perdomo in. See, they're down 2-1. I know what Council wants. He wants Perdomo to pitch the 7th and the 8th. Give him a chance. Maybe get Hader up if you're super close or get something going or take the lead. Let's see. Another ball almost eats up Rowdy Tellez, but he stays with it, makes the play. Minter in to pitch the 8th inning in a 2-1 game. A left-hander. Brewers just a 2-out base hit from Urias in that 8th inning. 2-1, way late in the ball game. Perdomo back out there. Got to hold him right there. Leadoff walk comes back to haunt him. He was up 0-2 with two outs and a man at second on Travis d'Arnaud. And he stings him for an RBI base hit. What a huge, huge run in that bottom of the 8th inning. But the Brewers get something going against Kenley Jansen. How about Christian Yelich going the other way for a leadoff double? And one out later, how about Tyrone Taylor? He comes through to get the Brewers within a run.
And a ground ball left side, through base hit. Yelich is going to be waved around third. He's going to come in and score. It's a one-run game. It's 3-2.
Yeah, but that's where it ended. Rowdy Tellez, and I thought, well, get to Rowdy, and you may have a chance. And they did get to Rowdy, and they did have a chance. But I'm still not sure. We're going to hear from Craig Council after the break. But was that a hit and run? Was that Taylor going? Was that just a straight steal? What was that? So we'll find that out. But with Taylor at first, Tellez at the plate, the game ends with a strike him out, throw him out, double play. I would have attempted the steal with two outs, not with one. But that's me. There's your final 3-2. Brewers fall to 19-9. Boy, wow! What are they doing here? That's horrible. We'll get in a call here before we get to break here and hear from Craig Council. Again, 414-799-1250. How do you think they matched up against this Atlanta Braves team? How do you think they looked against them? I'd say sloppy. But yet they're still tied 1-1 in the series. So, I mean, that might be a good thing. Well, it kind of is a good thing. But they do look a little sloppy. Sorry, guys. They do. And I hate saying it, but I got to give you my opinion. Tom in New York on the Odyssey app. Good to hear from you again, Tom.
Hi, yeah. Well, thank you for remembering me. I started calling last year. And
yes, sir.
I think I dropped a couple of F-bombs and got kicked off.
I'll never forget it.
I'm very careful tonight. So, anyways, it's really interesting to me because, of course, I love the season. I pay attention to the season from the beginning to the end because, you know, it's in any sport where you have to, you know, win a certain number of games to get into the playoffs. We don't know, you know, if the end of the year, if that one game that they needed was now or later. So I get really angry with people who say, like, it doesn't matter now. Mm-hmm. You know, we can make it up later because it's math, you know, basically. Yeah, we don't know which game would have mattered, you know. But I'm just going to first, I just want to say I really enjoyed with the Odyssey app listening to you after the games. It's been really kind of a feeling of home, you know, being back in Milwaukee and everything. But beyond that, I remember the thing that used to really bother me about being a small market team mm-hmm. was, and of course, I don't live in New York City. I can see what's going on with the Mets and the Yankees. is that, you know, pitchers were like quarterbacks in the NFL, and you had to be a big market team to build a pitching staff. And I'm just astonished that we have this remarkable pitching staff with maybe, you know, we're not the poorest payroll. We're certainly not the most expensive. We're kind of in the middle, and because Atanasio has done that, you know. And so, yeah, I do get frustrated when our pitchers do such a good job and we don't get the action from them.
But Tom, I mean, on that point, I'll let you respond. On that point, could you imagine what this team assembled right now, but what this team would be with, you know, they're about 120 odd million on their payroll or whatever. But could you imagine they're going up against teams that are 200 million on their payroll?
No, of
give
course. These,
give
of
Stearns
course.
50 more million a year. Just give him 50 million a year. Give him 40 million a year. Could you imagine what they'd be at that point?
You know, I was watching, I was in a bar the other night. I don't know what it was, probably ESPN or one of them, but they were interviewing Josh Hader. And of course, you know, all the locals who've grown up here, the mostly Yankees fans, they're mm-hmm. you know, just happens to be where they're more Yankees fans than Mets fans, but they're like, oh yeah, we'll get him in a couple of years. You know, it's kind of, they just assume.
Yeah, they'll just henpeck the small market. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Sabathia when he came. So I just think this is such a great opportunity the last couple of years that we've built this incredible staff that we, a mid-market team. I don't want to say we're small. We are a small market team, but Atanasio has spent the money, you know, beyond a bit more.
I think so.
But just, it's just so frustrating, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and then that's
great,
the rigors of
performances and not just, and lose these small. Now, look, in the last, we've cleaned up in the last, and it's been fun, and we've cleaned up on bad teams in the course of all of that. And, you know, we lost one tonight. It was close. But we won one the other night. So I think it'll be okay. But man, if they could just get the bats working, you know,
And they have been, to be honest, they have been that Freed's tough. Atlanta's tough. So, I mean, we have to consider that. There's a number of things, Tom, always a great conversation with you. The kids are good. I'm assuming the boys, I guess. Okay. Yeah. That's good. All right, Tom, but thanks. Call back anytime. These games are going to happen. That's a good baseball team over there. But I just didn't like the overall look. I just you can't tell me they look good. But again, to go the other way on that, they are tied 1-1 in the series. Not looking good. I don't think in either game. The game was sort of an ugly win yesterday. We'll take it for sure, and it was a reason to celebrate a little bit because it gave them the opportunity for a game like this to still lose this game and have a chance for the series. That part of it I really like a lot. You weren't going to freight train your way through, and you're not going to freight train your way through Atlanta's and LA's and New York's. That's just not happening. So I just want to look good, play good baseball, and if the other team beats you, fine. I'm good with that. Don't beat yourself, though. You got enough problems with Max Fried, Matt Olson, Acuna, Swanson and company. Instead of just beating yourself with five official errors in this series. It should be seven. It really should be. Again, official scoring is really questionable, in my opinion, in baseball these days. Okay, we'll take a break, come back, hear from Craig Counsell. Strike him out, throw him out, double play is how the game ended. Did you guys like that? I'm not sure I did. With one out, I was like, whoa, wait a second. I know Tyrone's fast, but let's give yourself two shots at a two-run home run for the lead. Rowdy won, and if you get to two outs, well, then maybe you take a chance. It is the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's. Brewers fall in Game 2, 3-2 the final. We'll be right back. Counsell next here on The Fan.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on 1250 AM The Fan.
Brewers fall 3-2 in game two of this three-game weekend set down in Atlanta. I can't wait for tomorrow's game already. Happy Mother's Day, too. Happy Mother's Day weekend, and probably a lot of festivities going on. How much lawn? I was just thinking about this during the break. How much lawn mowing do you think got done today?
A lot.
I would say a ton, yes. Earlier today was just hanging out. And we got ours done, and certainly you just listen around the neighborhood. There's mowers going everywhere, weed whackers, edgers, leaf blowers. Everyone's just doing their thing today. So weather's definitely breaking, and we've got a special treat for you. Some really, really cool Brewer highlight, a highlight package that was put together. And it is reliving the memory of April of the 2022 championship season. And it's sort of fun to go back and hear some of this stuff on Bally Sports Wisconsin and others. So stick around for that. But right now, let's hear from Craig Counsell, see if he's got some answers to the questions we have tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Corbin pitched well. It was very similar to kind of his last start, where a mistake cost him a run. I don't even know if it was a mistake, really. It was just a good hitter. Hit a slider down, and that cost us one. And then we made a defensive mistake that got them a tough inning to prevent a run with a man on third and nobody out.
How tough was it to get those kind of pressure innings on Fried the way he was pitching?
Yeah, I mean, I thought Fried pitched really well. I mean, you just never got it's four pitches, and there's no count advantage ever, because he'll throw every pitch in any count, and there was 2-0 curveballs, 2-0 changeups, when you feel like you get a count in your advantage. And he makes a good off speed pitch, so got ahead in the count a bunch. He pitched well. It was tough sledding against him.
Do you make anything of the runs for Corbin? He's just not gotten big runs. Is it the opposing pitcher each time?
I don't know.
That start to the ninth inning, Craig, against Kenley Jansen, had to feel pretty good. I mean, seeing Yelly get on second base there, and you had some pretty good hitters coming up behind him.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the pitch Hunter got rung up on wasn't a great pitch. We had some good at-bats, and Jansen made some good pitches.
What do you make of some of the defensive miscues just the last 2 days?
We just made mistakes. Simple as that.
Did it look like that ball to that Lorenzo bobbled in center field kind of run up his arm a little bit, or did he overrun it, or is it just...
I'd have to see the replay. I didn't necessarily see the replay on that. I know he was racing over to get it. Obviously trying to keep the runner at first. I couldn't see what the hop it took necessarily.
How about on Rowdy's? That ball was smoked, but I don't know if he said anything about whether he would have liked to keep that one on the infield.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the ball that's hit hard. We're trying to cut off the run at the plate, so we're in a little farther. It's a ball. When you get your glove, I think any guy will tell you, any player will tell you, when they get your glove on the ball, you feel like you got a pretty good chance to make the play.
Did Ross wind up making it?
Yeah, he got here around the third inning or something like that. Yeah.
How'd you think?
To the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show, presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek on 1250 AM The Fan. Time to head into the clubhouse and hear from the pros.
Craig Counsell did not sound happy tonight, and that was very evident. We made mistakes. Yeah, you did. I mean, it's like, I know he's disappointed in that, and I don't know if I would answer that question the same way. I mean, I know how I would answer that question, and that would be, we need to clean that up. We need to play better defense. That's that. We expect to play better defense. I mean, there's five errors in these two games, guys. That ain't good. Craig, it's not good. You got to clean it up. Just say it. Just say it. It's okay to say it. And hey, not just, it's just, I don't know. It rubs me the wrong way when you know, pros just nonchalant it and say, man, we just made mistakes. Seven of them in two games and 18 innings of baseball. That part of it, I don't know. I'm going to try and stay happy here because we're going to have a happy highlight package coming up. But let's hear from Corbin Burns. He, again, wow, he deserves a better fate than a 1-2 record this year with that sparkling ERA of 1.8 thus far. We're mid-May here, folks. But here's Corbin Burns after his performance.
Not necessarily a mistake, just wasn't a good enough pitch. We got him to swing through a slider down there, and then we just threw the same pitch. You know, big league hitters, you can't throw the same pitch twice.
I'm assuming coming into this game with Freed on the mound opposite you, you're expecting a pretty tightly contested game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Freed threw well. Good pitcher, did well.
Corbin, does it feel like your outings have been tense, that you just... They've all been super low-scoring, super tight games. They've kind of looked the same, all of them.
Yeah, I mean, you're matching up against, you know, some of the other pitchers in the game, you got to be on top of everything. Today was not. Today was definitely a step in the wrong direction as far as stuff goes, and we're just kind of grinding out there to really throw strikes and get out. So, again, they played better baseball than us tonight.
What did you feel was the biggest difference, Corbin? Was it command or was it like execution and with spots?
Combination of both. We made mistakes over the plate that they happened to foul off and not put in play. So, we got to put in a good work week this week to get things back on track.
Is this the time of year when that can happen sometimes? You hit that spot where now you're out into the season, the pitch counts are up?
No, I'm not sure the answer right now. I have to go back and look at it because I've come off the last one, felt pretty good and had a good work week this week. So I have to dig in the video tomorrow and see what's going on.
Yeah, hey, Corbin, you've done a remarkable job of staying really emotionally consistent. And, man, when there are mistakes behind you, you win and lose as a team. But how do you get to that ability to just wipe that away when there's mistakes behind you and just go back to the task at hand? And that's the way I would point out the mistakes without being offensive. And I think that would be a fair question because there were mistakes behind him. And in a game or a series like this, in the postseason, how do you think you would feel about these mistakes? I wouldn't ask him that. I'm just asking you guys, just rhetorically. We'd all be going crazy right now if this were another NLDS against this same Atlanta Braves team, and after two games, you're 1-1, and lucky to be 1-1 considering the defense of five errors in the 18 innings, and in theory, I think it should be seven errors. Seven errors is horrendous.
That's
in two games.
That's bad.
That's like a high school baseball game. Where one side has four and the other side has three, and you're like, the defense is pretty good today. That's how I've always wondered that about high school, too. No one freaked out when there were four or five errors when my son was playing. It's like, whoa, wait a second. You had five errors today. Your defense was solid? No, it wasn't. This isn't high school. This seven errors isn't going to get it done. I think you put it right, Tim. It's a little bit on the sloppy side.
Sloppy, disorganized.
Yeah.
Just not Brewer-like. Not what we're used to.
Yeah, yes, yes. They pride themselves on the pitching and defense, and then we're going to ride the roller coaster with the offense.
And
isn't that the way this season is?
It's the people that are making the errors. Colton Wong.
Gold Glover, what is going on? Lorenzo Cain, Gold Glover, not today. Not today has a whole new meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll turn the page and come back with a little treat for you. An audio highlight package that is going to make you smile, that's for sure. We'll check and preview tomorrow's Game 3 matchup. That's all next here, 1250 AM, The Fan.
You're listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show.
presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek on The Fan. Time to check Tim Allen's news and notes. Yeah, we know they're infamous, somewhat overrated, and, well, quite frankly, sometimes just plain old dumb. But he continues to read them. Okay, Tim, have at it, if you need to.
Yes, I do. Brewers fall tonight 3-2. We'll get some happy highlights coming up in just a second here. Milwaukee Admirals get a win over the Manitoba Moose. Now, I don't know where they're at in the playoffs. This isn't the finals, right?
No, this is the first round.
Okay, first round, and they win again, so that's good news. The Bucks get a win in Game 3 today. Giannis going off despite, you know, the referees really, really working hard to try and get the Celtics a victory.
Were they ever?
they battled through that. Giannis 42. And the Bucks now take the 2-1 series lead, and they're back at it on, I believe, what, Monday?
Yep.
Yeah.
Monday
is game four.
Yep.
Brewers on Monday, so there are going to be some simultaneous games going on.
Yes, there will.
5:40 start time on Monday for the crew. So that'll be a fun night of sports here. And finally, we'll give you a stat on a little note on Corbin Burnes and his last three starts. Tim Shea, you give everyone the happy news.
Corbin Burnes, his last three starts, he has a 1.37 ERA and 28 strikeouts versus four walks in 19 and two-thirds innings. And the Brewers have lost all three games.
All three of his starts, his last three starts.
Two of those losses were hung to Burnes.
And again, think about this. They've won 15 of 19. So of those four losses, think about that. Of the four losses in 19 games, three of them were games that Burnes started. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a crazy stat. This, I took a sneak peek, listen to this, just a little bit. I haven't heard all of it yet, but this is well done. We found this on Twitter. And this is the month of April for the 2022 championship season. Just sit back. This will make you smile. Check it out.
Tapper, Woodruff, bare hand pickup. Inning over. Look what I found. And Woodruff said, thank you. Usually want to use the glove any way he can. Ground ball towards the middle. Wong, gloves, flips to Adames. There's one. There's two. A run comes in for Pittsburgh, but a sensational double play turned between Wong and Adames. Hayes, line drive right field. Renfro coming on. Renfro makes the catch. Throw to first. Got him. Double play. Renfro showing off the arm. He doubles up. Odor over at first base. Mullins right back to the mound. That's the second line drive to the pitcher the Orioles have hit in the game. That one out towards left center for Gomes. On the move, Kane, and he runs it down. He's still got it.
Yes, he does. Boy, what a first step.
Fly ball deep right. Yelich's first of the year was a grand slam.
A blast, and no doubter on a wild pitch.
29 feet away, his fourth career grand slam.
Yeah, that's just something that'll make you smile on the way out tonight, right? Brewers go back at it. Game three of this three-game set. Big, big game. I know you have plans, you know, Mother's Day festivities, and happy Mother's Day to everyone. We'll have the show tomorrow after the last pitch as you make the switch. It is the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show presented by Jim Dandy's on South 27th Street in Oak Creek. First pitch, 12:35 Central. And again, after the last pitch, we'll meet you right here. And hopefully talk about a Brewers victory and a series victory. Brewers young left-hander Aaron Ashby, Tim, on the hill for the crew.
Yes, 0-2 with a 2.33 ERA going up against Charlie Morton, who is 1-3 with a 6.85 ERA.
Well, he pitched well in the postseason last year.
Yes, he did.
He was a big catalyst for the Braves running to a World Series title. But that's a big game tomorrow, and hopefully Ashby can step up, and we'll see. We'll see. Let's just let's, This is a great game. I mean, this is a great series and a big game. Hopefully the Brewers can play a little cleaner form of baseball. And coming into this series, by the way, guys, we did talk about it last week about how the Brewers were going to play this series. And I had said that, you know, maybe they win 2 of 3, maybe they lose 2 of 3, but really take a look at how they're playing. I'm kind of disappointed in that. Honestly, I am. It's just doesn't look right. And hopefully that'll clean itself up tomorrow. So the Brewers 19-9 here early on in the 2022 championship season. That's going to do it for us. You guys have a great Saturday night. We'll see you again tomorrow after the game. And remember, well, for Tim Shea, my name is Tim Allen. Remember, as always, smile.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.